know, I am thankful for God's faithfulness. And amen. Let's take our Bibles this morning, go to the book of Nehemiah. I don't necessarily know that this is a camp meeting style message, but it's what God's laid on my heart. So we're going to be in the book of Nehemiah this morning, and I want to give you some thoughts with God's help, and I'll be done. But we're going to be in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 1. First of all, Nehemiah chapter number 1, and I'm just going to read the first three verses this morning, and we'll get into the message. Nehemiah chapter number 1, the Bible says, "The words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem." Verse 3, this is where we're going to get our text from this morning. The Bible says, "And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach." This next line is where I want to focus on this morning. The Bible says, "The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you this morning once again for what we've heard already. Lord, I thank you. You're always in the will of God when you praise God and thank God. And Lord, I certainly want to take part in that and thank you for what you've done. And like Brother Andrew said, not just what you've done, but for who you are. And who you are never changes. In spite of all the changes that take place in life, you never change. And so, Lord, I pray that you would use your word this morning, and the Holy Spirit of God, that it might have the preeminence, Lord, have liberty with our hearts. And ultimately we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ would be exalted and lifted up and get the glory out of everything that goes on. And we'll thank you for that. And Lord, we know if that happens, we'll get the help that we're looking for. And Lord, even so, come Lord Jesus, in your precious name, I pray these things. Amen. So not just to give a whole lot of background here, because I need to hurry up already. I tell my church all the time, I start off needing to hurry up. But I want to give you a few thoughts this morning. This is something God kind of dealt with my heart about a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago on this thought, building broken walls. Building broken walls. And we know the book of Nehemiah is the great building project of the walls of Jerusalem. And there's a lot of typologies that you can apply there and to your Christian life or to the church or whatever you want to do. But a principle that I see here is the project that they had were building walls that were broken. It was not a new construction project. And can I just say that this probably was not as exciting as it would have been to just build some new walls. Amen. A couple of years ago, I bought myself a new grill and I had to put that thing together. And buddy, when I was putting it together, I mean, I was annoyed at what I was having to do, but I was excited about what I was doing because I got a new grill. Well, a few weeks ago, my wife asked me to grill something on the grill. I go out there and start to grill, and guess what? It's broken. And you know what? I had to do the same exact thing that I did when I was building it the first time, but this time it was not quite as enjoyable. You say, why? Because I was working on something that used to work and now it no longer does. And I'll tell you what the perils of rebuilding a broken wall are. You're reminded of the day when it wasn't broken. And I'm telling you, picking up those stones and putting them back on that broken wall, it's not quite as enjoyable of a process. But here's the truth. The wall still has to be built. And can I say that in our Christian circles today, you know, not that I get around a whole lot, not as much as I used to. Me and Brother Clardy were talking before church, me and Brother Delaney. You know what the theme is across our churches, across this country? It's people with broken walls. And young people, let me say this about walls. For one thing, walls have two purposes. For one thing, walls are to keep things out. And can I say that parents place walls in your life, pastors place walls in your life, people that love you place walls in your life to keep the world out. And our walls are being broken down because we're letting too much of the world in. But they're also built to keep things in. And I'll tell you, man, I thank God. Listen, all of us who grew up in church, we went through spiritual highs and lows. Although we may have never missed a church service, buddy, we've been backslidden in hearts. Amen. I'm telling you, I was listening to what you said last night about my life, the way it used to be, even though I was in church. Yeah. Man, I got far away from God. And can I tell you, young people, walls are there to keep you in. And can I say this also? It is worth it to stay in the fold. Stay in the walls. But here's the principle. Walls break down. I began to think of reasons that walls break down. For one thing, time. Time just does its number on everybody. Now, I've got less time on me than a lot of people. I understand that, but it's just a principle that walls just break down over time. And you know what you have to do? You have to go out there every once in a now and again and make sure the walls are okay. Because time, if you're not careful, will have its way on the walls coming down. And I need to move on fast, but let me say this next of all. Walls break down because of neglect. They break down because of neglect. You know, I remember a children's song that we used to sing in VBS when I was a child. Maybe some of you kids will know this song. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. What else does it say? Neglect your Bible. Forget to pray. And let me tell you, the Christian life never gets any bigger than that. Thank God for camp meetings, but I'll tell you where it's built at. I'll tell you where the wall's built. It's built in reading your Bible and praying every day. And let me tell you this, you neglect it, you forget about it, the wall's going to fall. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing in so many churches is too many broken down walls. I'll tell you what else will do it, storms. My wife's family, not too long ago, I rode around the corner and there's about a 100-foot pine tree that had fallen down over a wall. It kept all the horses in. You say, what happened? The storm blew it over. And you know what's happening in a lot of people's lives? Storms are breaking their walls down. Amen. Now, I know everybody's going through storms. I know everybody is. But for us young people who've been in church our whole lives, can I say that God has been good to us? And it seems like any time young people ever write a song, it's about storms. The storm of somebody not liking my picture on Facebook or whatever. Can I say that God has been... He's been incredibly good to me. I have no regrets in serving the Lord. I'll say this also, while walls get broken down, and I'll quit saying that. I hear Brother Alan Jones is in my head. Don't say that. Another reason walls break down is because of an attack from the enemy. And can I remind you this morning that we do still have three enemies? And there, let me tell you something about the enemy. They never sleep. They never take a day off. Even though you may take a day off from reading your Bible, the enemy never does. The world, the flesh, and the devil. And I'll tell you, man, our walls are breaking down to the point to where we're more worldly than we ever have been. Can I say this? It's not cool to be carnal. Amen. You know what we need? We need godly young people to build the walls. You know, your flesh never sleeps. It's there every wakening moment to make sure you mess up. And if you're not careful, the walls will start coming down. You say, what's happening? Our walls are breaking down. The Bible still says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary as a roaring lion walketh about seeking. Seeking. You know what that is? That's an active word. Seeking whom he may devour. Let me tell you, he's still seeking. He's still devouring. If you're not careful, the walls, you say, what are the walls? Well, I'll tell you what the walls are. The walls are the church. And there's a reason that the church is under such attack today. I'm telling you, the church is a cuss word in a lot of Bible-believing Christians' mouths today. Don't let the devil, don't let the flesh, don't let the world break down that wall. Building broken walls. Now, let me say this before I give you three little points here. that I am thankful and I'm grateful today that God specializes in working with broken things. Let me tell you what all of us are here this morning. None of us are perfect, and I know you didn't need me to tell you that, but we're just a bunch of broken people saved by the good grace of God. If it weren't for His mercy and His grace, we'd be in hell with our backs broke this morning, but for the grace and mercy and goodness of God, we are where we are. Yes, I thank God for that. I thank God that He specializes in broken things. You know what you gotta do to get saved? You gotta come to Him broken. You know what you need to have the power of God on your life? To be broken. He specialized, I think, of Paul when he got shipwrecked. It says some went across on broken boards, amen. I'm sure it's better to go across on a ship, but buddy, thank God for the broken boards that we floated on, and God's in it all the way. He's taking care of us. He's watching. You say, why? God specializes in broken things. Amen. I'll tell you another broken thing He used. That woman walked in there with all the disciples there, all these pious Christians, if you will, with an alabaster box in her hand. She held that over the Master's head. And she didn't do like what most of us do, which is take the lid off and pour a little out. Say, I think that's good. No, she broke the box. You say, what is that to show? She didn't plan on getting anything back. She planned to give it all. And you know what? I see fewer people today that are willing to give it all. You say why? Because to give it all means you have to be broken. He specializes in broken things. Psalm 24 says that the sacrifices of God are a broken heart, a broken and a contrite spirit. Oh, how we need that in our churches today. God wants to break up the fallow ground of your heart. You say, what are you trying to say? I'm saying that God is interested in broken things. You may not be interested in broken things, but God is interested in broken things. So let me just give you three principles here about building broken walls. Look at verse number 4 of Nehemiah chapter number 1. Three things. The Bible says, and it came to pass when I heard these words. Nehemiah's response to the walls being broken, that I sat down and wept and mourned many days. First of all, to start the project of building broken walls, you've got to accept and acknowledge that they're broken. You know what he did? He sat down and he wept. When's the last time you wept over your own brokenness? I'm talking about if you're going to build broken walls, that's what you got to do. You know what most Christians do? They say, there's nothing to see here. I'm fine. Amen. And really, you can see from the outside that their whole world, their whole life is falling apart. Their Christian life is in shambles. And if you're going to build the broken walls, you got to get down on your knees and weep and say, God, I'm broken. I don't know what to do. I need your help. I'm broken. You know, we'll stand there with the house burning down behind us and say, oh, everything's okay over here. I mean, I'll tell you, independent Baptists don't like admitting they're wrong, not for one second. But you know what you ought to do to build the walls back? Acknowledge it's broken and accept it. The Bible says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Have you ever laid down in your bed and just laid it out there and wept and cried over it and said, God, I'm giving it to you. It's broken.
A
lot of the time we'll just put a Band-Aid on it and say, God, it's really not that bad. I'll tell you something else we'll do. Yeah, mine might be bad, but have you looked over there at theirs? Their wall's a whole lot more broken than mine is. Oh, man. I'm talking about if you're going to build broken walls. You've got to acknowledge it's broken. Accept it. Pay more attention to your walls than somebody else's. If you look at my wall for too long, let me just tell you this. You're going to find some cracks and some stones missing. So if you came expecting anything else, you'll be disappointed. Not only did he acknowledge it, he accepted that it was broken. He asked God for help. Said, it came to pass when I heard these words. By the way, let me just stop here and say this. He heard the words that the walls were broken. You know what a lot of time preachers are doing? They're standing up with the Word of God and letting you know that your walls are broken. And you hear it. And he wept. You know what a lot of us will do? My walls are not broken. How dare the preacher say that? I know I haven't been to church in 6 weeks. But how... Anyways, then he asked God for help. He said, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. You know what he does before he ever picks up a rock? He goes and says, God... I heard Brother Ellis say this at Brother Daniel's meeting a couple weeks ago, and it's resonated with me. He said, every failure is a prayer failure. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. You know what he did? He saw that the walls were broken. He let it sink in. He got broken about it, and then he said, God, please. And we won't read all of it, but the first thing he starts off doing is lifting up the Lord. How great and terrible God. You know what? God is not a gumball machine. Just to dispense prayer requests to you. You know what he's looking for? Somebody to get down and say, God, I'm broken, I need help. But before I get to that, let me start off by saying this. You are so good. You're worthy. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Ask God for help. You say, you know, we all deal with problems, and I'll tell you this, it seems like a lot of the time we talk to people about our problems more than we talk to God about it. Let me ask you before I give you this last one. You got any walls that are broken down? How about it, young people? Walls of reading your Bible like you should, praying, walking with the Lord. I'm telling you, these walls are under attack. And it's not near as fun to build broken walls as it is new walls. He acknowledged, he accepted it. He asked God for the help on the project he was about to do. And you need God's help. And then you know what he did? He arose to build. Chapter 2, verse number 18, it says, they said, let us rise and build. You know what that is? That's getting up from the altar and going back to your house and being a doer of the word and not just a hearer. You know, a lot of people, they come to the altar, and I've done this too. You come to the altar, and I'm about to be done. But you come to the altar, and you bring all this stuff. You say, Lord, I've got this going. I've got bitterness in my heart. I've got anger. I don't understand why this is going on. And you lay it all down there on the altar, and you get up, and you stand there at the altar, and you say, oh, yeah, God, before I leave, let me pick all this stuff back up and take it with me. And Christians never have any victory, never have anything to rejoice over. How about you? Got any broken walls? Have you acknowledged that it's broken? Everybody else might know it, but that won't get you the help that you need. You got to acknowledge it. Ask God for help. Get up. Start picking up some stones and putting them back on the wall. Can I encourage you with this? The wall eventually got built. The project was completed. Building broken walls. Amen. Brother, I would invite you to come and pray this morning. Invitation's open. God spoke to your heart. If you put it off now, he may not be speaking to you about it later. You know all that kind of stuff. Why don't you come do some business with the Lord this morning? Let Him speak to your heart. Ask God for help. Don't just ask Him for help, but you go home and you start putting the rocks back where they belong. Let God help you this morning. Let God speak to your hearts. Father, we thank You this morning for Your mercy and Your grace. Lord, and the truth is all of us have these in our lives. We have broken walls. And Lord, we need Your help. And I pray, God, that You would give us that help that we need this morning. In Jesus' name.